No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hello, it's Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey!
We're back again after like a week off, because sometimes we need a week off. F*** you!
Let's talk about our f***ed up lives and eat some
Right. Wait, what?
I don't know.
Poo pie. I'm not going to do that.
What I meant was, let's forget about our f***ed up lives and talk some s***.
Okay.
Oh. I thought
you said eat.
Thought we were going to try to do some parkour.
Yeah, I don't know. We could eat s***.
I do like a mud pie blizzard from Dairy Queen from time to time.
There you go. Speaking my language.
But I don't know about a poo-poo pie.
Cow chip cookie?
Yeah, I'll do that. The mud pies, yeah, cow chips, and all that other good stuff.
I want to send out a special shout-out. Currently, as we record this podcast, I'm staying on our only listener's couch, Tim.
No way!
Yeah.
Oh.
So, thanks, Tim. I'll see you tonight.
That's weird, because you know he's totally going to hear this before you get home, probably.
It's true. But yeah, a couple more nights, and then I have my own f***ing apartment again.
Hooray.
Hell
congrats.
Yeah.
You're going to be in Inter Bay?
Yeah, Inter Bay, which is between downtown and Ballard. It's actually not really a neighborhood or anything like that.
It's honestly probably one of the last good neighborhoods in the area.
Well, it's cheap. It's cheap
yeah.
as f***. I'm only paying like $5.50 for rent.
Yeah.
It's f***ing crazy in Seattle.
Yeah, we used to do that, though. I think maybe you just have good luck.
Yeah. I know Travis.
Rent and stuff.
Travis the Virus is the fucking manager.
Well, we should all live there. Let's just create our own metal community.
For sure. I think Ryan's
commune.
Good, though. He's got a pretty decent house.
I was going to say, I don't know if that would work out very well.
No, I'm not going anywhere, man. I'm pretty stoked on my spot.
I like my house over in West Seattle, too. I'm good where I'm
We're
at.
We're spread out.
I don't think your cat would approve another move, man.
Dude.
Especially not to an apartment.
Hell no. Well, he's an indoor cat anyway. He would just want to kill everybody that's outside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's been a good week. I was on the men's room all week. It was fun filling in for the Ted Smith, who likes to go out on his forest adventures.
Yeah.
I didn't realize until this...
Him and Ricker.
This last time around that It's a yearly thing that Ted does. It's like a commune trip that he goes out in the woods with a bunch of people.
It's a vision quest.
And they get weird. Yeah, exactly. Whoa. That's what they do out there. That's what he says. He's out there for a whole week.
That's
Imagine
awesome.
Imagine a whole week of getting weird.
Cool.
Out in the forest.
How's the men's room been?
It's good, man. It's a fun gig.
Yeah.
The thing about those guys is that they've got it down to like a literally like a science. So it's cool to learn about how they do it and what they do. And for them, it's just like a thing they do. They just show up, and it's because it's, you know, it's so
instinctual.
Right. They've got it figured out. So good for them.
It's perfect.
For them. It's fun to be around. And like I said, it's just really kind of like you get to sit back and be a part of it at the same time. So
yeah,
it's kind of a mind fuck a little bit.
I feel that.
But it's a good show.
Yeah.
I listen to the men's room on my own time, so it's cool to be a part of it.
Absolutely. And you always get people that are like, hey, I heard you on the men's room. It's crazy.
Exactly. Like, my ex was like, I heard you on the men's room. And I was like, ho-ho.
Yeah, I did Loud and Local last night. It was pretty sweet. I got Loud and Local going on next week, too. I'm going to have a band called Blood Drugs in the studio.
That's a great band.
Yeah,
name.
They're actually sweet. They're on Good to Die Records.
Nice, man.
And they're kind of like Fugazi meets Murder City Devils.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
Yeah, shout out to Nick from Good to Die Records. That's a cool little label, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really doing it right. They have some good bands on there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I like Rabbits a lot. That band really does it for me. Them and Princess,
Sandrider,
too.
Man.
Sandrider, Princess. Got some good ones. Stuart Delaquist's new band is on there, too. I can't remember. Brokaw, that's what they're called.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, Brokaw's pretty rad, too.
Yep, so, yeah, Jolene left the radio station last week.
Yeah, that's weird.
Jolene's last ride, 11 years of holding it down. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, but, you know, more power to her. She's going on to her next adventure. She's officially jobless right now, which is, I don't know, if you have some money saved up, probably feels pretty good. Probably feels pretty good after...
That's a thing, though. That money will run out at some point.
Well, that's quite the resume she's got, though.
Yeah, she's a smart lady.
I don't really think she's going to have any problems finding something else.
Yep.
That she's into.
And her fiance works, too, so, you know.
Yeah. It didn't really strike me until a couple of days after. I think it was, yesterday.
Yeah.
Sunday. I was talking to a friend of mine about the experience of being there for her last show and stuff, and then it didn't really strike me until I put myself, like, in her shoes of being here at the radio station 6 nights a week, during that prime time where people are usually going out to shows, going out to get dinner, going on dates, having a fun nightlife, blah, 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 blah. 11 years of that. And I was thinking, man, would I miss it or would I just be so much more pumped to have that
life?
Part of my life back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's bittersweet in that we lose a huge musical source of knowledge, and her being able to be like, yeah, I was at that show back in, you know, 1995 at such and such and such, and being able to rattle off a story about it.
Yeah.
But her also being able to just go, finally, you know? So it's we lose her, but she gains her whole fucking life back.
Yeah.
True.
So good for her.
And I'm sure we'll be seeing her at a lot more shows now that she can actually go out and enjoy
Probably not
stuff.
At first.
Yeah.
Probably not at first.
Well, I mean,
She'll come back around, but if I were her, she needs like a month. Just or two even.
Yeah.
Just decompress, man. Just decompress from the last 10, 11 years. Kind of soak it all in. And it'll honestly change her, probably. Just like it would change any of us.
Oh, yeah.
That complete, like, perspective change on,
absolutely.
On life.
I remember when Kevin Jacober, and he only did Metal Shop Saturday nights, but when Kevin and, you know, Kevin and Steve, when they left Metal Shop, Kevin said he's just so pumped to go camping, to have a weekend, like a Saturday and a Sunday.
Right.
So...
I mean,
I don't know, but that's only one night a week. I can't imagine doing it 5 nights and then Love and Local.
I mean, I'm not like, I don't. Ryan and I aren't like you in terms of we don't have a standard Monday to Friday job.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah,
am I right. So for
me, I wish I didn't.
That's not something that's gonna ever strike me because I can kind of do whatever I want whenever I want to most of the time. The only day I have to be around anywhere is for Metal Shop.
Right.
So that's my anchor. In terms of that is something that I know I need to do. That's
right.
What I wake up on Wednesday and go, okay, how many days left until Metal Shop? Like, that's my weekly thing.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite for me. We'll see what happens down the line when I start getting a gray beard like you and...
Hey, now, it's not that bad.
We start thinking, I wonder if there's any fine shining upstarts to see who could take over Metal Shop somewhere down the line. Either that or we're just going to... Kevin, you want to just do Metal Shop till we die? The look on his face.
I was thinking the first live murder suicide.
Yeah,
there you go.
Hooray, making radio history, baby. I'm fine with that. Who's going to do what? Actually, I don't even want to hear about it.
You're going to kill me, and then you're going to kill yourself.
It'll be a surprise.
Because you have all the guns.
No,
that is true.
You should both get a triple XL sweatsuits, like full body sweatsuits.
Yeah, we got to make this way more entertaining than that.
Tape all the holes closed and like fill them with candy, and then you jump off the balcony, and that way when you splat, people will be like, "Holy shit, that guy just hey, Snickers."
Hey. When
Ooh,
the cop
is that some brain?
Ryan. Yeah, there you go. When the cop comes,
"Oh, I'm going to be
No, when the cop
so
comes,
you're like, "It's your fault. You're going to jail."
When you know the cop's coming, whip your dick out and start onto us, it would be the weirdest crime scene
just
ever.
Just off of the balcony. Yeah!
That would be like one of those weird, like...
Why is he under the dead guys?
One of those weird shows that they have on like CNN and MSNBC where it's like, on Saturday night, it's like, oh... It's, I don't know, it'd be like Unsolved F***ing Mysteries or something like
that. Yeah, have visceral discords playing in the background.
One night on a Saturday night in Seattle.
A current affair.
At a radio station.
Yeah.
A current affair.
And then they dig back deep into our lives and they're like, "One time when Kevin was six, he punched a girl in the mouth with a shovel."
I didn't do that, but on the first day of kindergarten, I actually threw a rock, a really big rock, because I didn't know what pebbles were. And I was like, "What are you doing?" And they were like, "Throwing pebbles at the girls." And so I picked up this big ass rock and I threw it, and it hit her like right in the forehead, like above her eyebrows, and she bled so much, and I just ran inside.
You know what's weird about that is when I was 4 years old at my preschool, I picked up a shovel and accidentally smashed a kid in the forehead and did the exact same thing. Blood right in the forehead. We are like kindred spirits of a very f***ed up nature.
That's terrible.
But hey, man, I guess that's why we're on Metal Shop. In fact, I remember saying to one of the people working around here a few weeks ago, they were like, "Why don't you smile?" I was like, "I work at f***ing Metal Shop. Do you want me to blow sunshine and rainbows up your f***ing asshole day? That's not why I'm here." So...
Okay.
Maybe that didn't go over too well, but it came out of my mouth, so who knows?
Mr. Rainbow's over here.
Yeah, I work on Metal Shop.
Hey, Ryan.
So you're not into rainbows, unicorns, or puppies?
Oh, that's right. Ryan just bought his brand new pedal called...
Rainbows, unicorns, or puppies.
Better be brutal.
It's going to sound great.
Ryan, I was thinking of a new segment for the podcast.
Yeah.
Could be like a review segment, but not with music, with sex toys. And
what?
You could be the guy who reviews them. What do you think? We could buy you like all these pocket and you could just go to work and give it a good grade and come back and be like, "Well, I've been humping this one this week. I've been humping Asa Akira this week and it was fucking awesome."
Ryan, you can have the pocket they gave me from Lovers for Valentine's Day last year.
Yeah, I think I'm good on that. I don't even want to think about what you've done with that thing by now.
It's too small for me. Is that too much information?
Yes. Mr. Confidence over here.
Yes.
Well, I'm serious. I've already put a hole in it. Sorry.
Yeah, now you can use it, Ryan.
I really don't want that.
All right. On that note. All right. Time for some metal news. Hooray.
Jesus Christ.
So much metal news. Man, we haven't done a podcast for 2 weeks, so we got a lot of things to catch up on. Let's try and make this relevant to some of the stuff that's going on this week. The first story we'll do is 1349's coming back with Necrophagia. We've known about this for a while, but I just wanted to reiterate it again. They're playing on the 15th at Studio 7 at Club Sur. I didn't go to that aborted show last week because I felt like I wanted to die. But okay. How was Club Sur?
I'm pissed I missed that show.
You didn't go either. Okay, right, Kevin, give us the information.
It's just a big space that they can rent out for, I mean, it's got like a stage. You can rent it out for weddings. You can rent it in for personal events. I went on the website. It was all these like jazz artists and everything, and then aborted.
So was there like another show going on?
No. Like on the show list calendar. Like it's nothing metal. And then Studio 7 rents it out.
Is it on 4th Avenue, 1st Avenue? It's in that Soto area, right?
Yeah, it's right next to that, how do you say it? Hero?
Yeah, right next
to that place.
Why did, why wasn't it asked?
By Starbucks?
Was there something else at Studio 7 that night, too?
There was a pop punk show. I went over there, and I walked in, and someone laughed at me, and they're like, "Why are you here?" And I was like, "I don't know, I thought I was here for aborted." And they're like, "No!
Club Sur, idiot!"
Yeah. I'm hanging at the pop punk show. But yeah,
we ain't got no place to go. F*** you, Ryan. I would admit to it.
We ain't got no place to go, so let's go to the aborted show.
Club Sir, huh? It's just that dance hall that they rent out, right? Down there?
Panda Dance Blah.
Did it get weird?
It didn't get too weird. It got weird when little Chris was hanging out.
Well,
yeah,
of course.
No, I'm just playing. I love little Chris.
I wonder if little Chris listens to our podcast.
There was quite the weird safety meeting. It was me, Brady Johnson, Chris.
Hey, man.
And Cricket.
Okay. But you know, it had to have been a fucking strong safety meeting if Cricket was there.
Wait, no, Cricket wasn't involved in that one. But he was involved later. Yeah, he's a weed snob.
Yeah, he came over to my house and dropped off some of that gelato before he went down to the show, so.
Yeah, he showed me some of that.
It's bomb.
I just looked at it. And I said, I'm not worthy.
Did you guys see that Ghost has got a third lead singer now?
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, I stopped paying attention after the second one, honestly. To be honest with you.
To be honest, I don't really care about that band.
That second record they put out was kind of just like, meh.
I liked it.
Yeah?
But I didn't love it. I liked it. I loved the first one, though. The first one is f***ing awesome.
I want to find out who the first two guys were.
What about that band, like, grabs you?
It's catchy. It's
kind of typo-ish.
I don't know.
The music is.
Like, I've tried a couple of times, like, a few different songs of a few different albums, and I haven't heard anything that I've been like, yeah, I'm really into that. It's just pretty vintage sounding.
The first record's really groovy. Like, it's catchy, and it's got, like, I thought it had an interesting use of dynamics in terms of, like, throwing in the heavy parts and then getting weird with the synth parts.
Organ.
That band caught me when I saw them play Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles for the first time at El Corazon. It was the creepiest shit I had ever seen in my life. Like, the Ghost Here Comes the Sun cover is awesome. You should check it out if you get a chance. But that's where they got me, so that's why I was into it. We met Ghost.
Yeah.
We met Ghost before we were involved with you on Metal Shop, right when we first started. And we did a meet and greet, and we got to bring people in to meet Ghost.
It was
like
really cool.
Our ticket winners.
Yep.
So have you ever been upstairs in that room?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the green room. So what they did is they turned off all the lights, and they had like one, or did they even have like a single light on in there?
Yeah, they had a single light.
So you walked in there, and they were lined up in the room because there's like five dudes in Ghost plus the singer. So, and they're all in black cloaks, black face. You can't see anything. So they walked in. We would walk in, and you just walked along the line, shook hands, said hi. And you'd get a picture at the end, but it would only just be you and Papa Emeritus, because everybody else in the room was just covered in black. So it was you, Papa Emeritus, and five sets of eyeballs. That's all it was in the background. And it looked awesome. It's one of my favorite memories of doing Metal Shop so far. So for me, that was really cool. And for them, that was important because they were just starting as a band, trying to get their hype and stuff. Now they've lived through that all, and they're still trying to carry on with it. They have a new record coming out. So, and their third lead singer, who is just trying to imitate being the same
guy,
entity, you know? It'd be like having three different odorous oruguses.
You know why you are here tonight.
This is their new video.
It's now 7 years into the Ghost Project.
7 long years of work. 2 papas.
2 albums. 1 gold.
These are indeed some respectable numbers, but let me give you some others. Churches opened, 0.
Governments toppled, 0.
World leaders converted to the cause, 0.
You call yourselves salesmen, masterminds? You have done! And you play the music? The music is the very manifestation of his dark majesty. And don't blame this fine merchandise.
What?
It's a disgrace!
Papa 2 has been let go. He is a miserable, wounded, and bitter old man, and he is washed up.
But let's look forward now. This is a new piece of music.
These are your new masks, and this is Papa. Papatu's brother. He is a full 3 months younger. This man will take the band further than any of us could ever have imagined.
3 months.
I present to you now, Papa Emeritus the Third. It
says Meliora coming soon, August 21st.
And so. After that intro, I was just waiting for the "Listen, all you motherfuckers!" That was about to go into like some what is that? Like a Crystal Meth or an Aphex Twin song from the Dracula 2000 soundtrack.
Yep. Yep. So there it is, New Ghost. If you care,
that's awesome. Hate Eternal is going to be coming to Seattle, obviously, on Saturday. If you follow Metal Shop, you know this is one of the biggest ones coming. Deicide, Hate Eternal. What's the Entombed AD?
Entombed AD.
Yeah, it's the Metal Alliance Tour. Every year they have, like, it seems like kind of a different genre switch. Like, the first year, I remember it was, like, Helmet and, no, it was, like, yeah, it was like Helmet and Crowbar.
Every year is like a different style. They choose a style
of metal. Yeah, right. There was a black metal one with Behemoth and Inquisition and 1349. But this one's like death metal now. And we got Hate Eternal releasing a new album as well. It's going to be out on August 21st, and it's called Infernus. And if nothing else, you know it's going to be produced and like recorded really, really well because Eric Rutan is fucking awesome.
That he knows what he's doing.
He's insanely good.
Yeah.
This last week, Decibel inducted Fear Factory's D Manufacture into their Hall of Fame, and we also found out that they're going to be Fear Factory are releasing their 9th studio record on Nuclear Blast called Genexus on August 7th. It's obviously Burton C. Bell and Dino Cazares and you know the other members of that band, whoever they are at this point. And new Fear Factory if you're into that,
huh? All right.
Nine records.
This is a good news story for anyone who's a metal musician and they want to get their music out there. Maybe just go be a studio musician.
Oh God,
go tour with someone else.
Weird. So weird.
It's a website where you can hire metal musicians and producers. And let me see here. It's called Metal for Hire. And you go there, and it has featured musicians like Bjorn Strid from Soilwork, Glenn Rover, Doc Coyle, Dirk from Soilwork, John Howard from Threat Signal,
Jason Bittner,
John Gallagher from Raven.
Yeah, there's Tommy Jones, who's a producer for Slayer and Cataclysm.
Shoot some videos for you.
DJ Heavy Grinder, Disc Jockey. She's just really hot.
And Zeus. You can hire Zeus.
Services
to
be really
record.
Hot.
Yeah, so you can go there, and I mean, that's on top of, like, Facebook ads that I've seen, especially from, studio drummer Kevin Talley, who, plays with Dying Fetus.
Mm-hmm.
He'll do any of your songs for $250.
Really?
You can get Kevin Talley to play drums for you for $250 per song.
That's a pretty damn good deal, dude.
Is that weird, though? Is that weird at all?
Why?
I feel like it's slightly weird. That he's just, well, I guess they have their own quality control.
Yeah.
He can say no, I'm sure. But if you were just like, hey, Kevin Talley, come play drums, he'd be like, all right. But I'm sure you'd have to fly him out to wherever you are and all
yeah.
that other stuff.
The no, 250 no, plus per song, so he would do a whole album. He'd get.
No, he records all his own tracks himself at his home studio, and he just sends you the tracks.
Really?
Just wow. ready to go. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the dude from Obscura, got Hans, what is his name? Hans Grossman, I think. Hans Grossman. I can't
Hans
pronounce.
Brinkman.
Yeah. Anyway, he. I know he does the same thing for a much heftier price tag. But yeah, that's the way they do it these days. It's pretty cool.
$250. I'll do it for $25. Love the drums.
Remember when Mia Khalifa was wearing that Maruda shirt?
Of course.
That's why I
How
remember
I
that
forget?
Band now. They're from Florida. They got a new LP, 17 songs. It's streaming. It's called Remain Dystopian. It's got... Well, they did it in a couple different places. They worked with Scott Hall. They worked with Jonathan Nunez from Torch and a couple other guys. So they're going to be going all up and down the East Coast, not coming to Seattle anytime soon. But the whole record is free. It's out on Relapse Records. If you like Maruda, fucking Google it.
Google it, motherfucker.
You know how to find it. This is 2015, bitch.
All right, so this is kind of a old news story, but we haven't done a podcast in a couple weeks, so f*** it. Metallica, last week, it went super viral. It's Metallica's Master of Puppets, but the Saint Anger version because they...
God damn it.
they added the snare sound of Saint Anger to Master Puppets.
No.
Here it comes. Wait for it. Wait for the break. Wait for the break.
Oh, this is going to be such a bummer.
Wait for the Duke.
Yuck.
It sounds like those drummer dudes that play out of bike, like Pike Place Market.
Sounds like on Capitol Hill Bucket Guy.
Yeah. God, that sucks. Tim, I know you're listening to this motherfucker, and I know you love Lars. Explain this.
I can't get high enough to like this, man. It's so raw. It's so visceral. It's so punk rock.
Hey, you guys have millions of fucking dollars. I just see Brian just like grimacing.
That.
I can't do it, dude. I can't do it anymore.
Knock it off!
You're rickering it right now.
What's up, bro?
God, I wish I got paid a lot of money to do that like he did. Anyway. Metallica. Saint Anger. Reinforcing the whole... What the f***? Factor of that record. I think we mentioned this before, but Soilwork has a new record coming out. They're going to be going on tour also. Let's see. They're going to be calling it the Tour Majestic. Oh, that's in Europe. They're playing Seattle October 3rd at Studio 7. And they have a new record called The Ride Majestic coming out late August, August 28th on Nuclear Blast. I really, really, really liked that last Soilwork record, so we'll see what happens.
Hopefully this new one will be majestic.
I just like melodic death metal, man.
Yeah, nice. I like Soilwork. They're doing it right.
One of the bands that gets the singy part right?
Yeah, totally.
And he can actually pull it off live, which even I have more respect for.
And they're awesome live.
Yeah.
And somebody's got to keep doing it right, because In Flames sure as hell isn't.
God damn it. You had to bring up the IF word.
Oh.
Agalloch is going to be going through on a tour through Seattle, and it's going to be at the Crocodile on June 17th. So, should go to that, man. Going to be playing Vancouver, BC the next night.
Agalloch's too cool for us, though.
At a place called Venue.
I love that venue.
It's not a venue, bro. It's a club. It's called Venue.
Jungle Rot's got a new record coming out. They're playing Mayhem Fest. We played it on Metal Shop a couple days ago. The song is called...
Chunky.
Paralyzed Prey. Their new record's called Order Shall Prevail, coming out June 30th, just in time for Mayhem Fest. Funny how that works. Do you guys want to hear a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, sure, man. I'm into it.
Like I said, on Metal Shop, Metal Sucks said these guys are the kings of fat guy death metal.
Ooh.
Ignorant fat guy death metal.
Chunky.
People will be banging their heads. Hey, Ryan.
Yo.
Don't you wish we could write easy riffs like that and get rich?
Yeah.
And famous?
Big time. You know...
Victory Records.
I almost feel like Jungle Rod and Crowbar would be a good tour together. I can see that going together.
Dude, I like it. I do like that band. I've always kind of liked Jungle Rod, so I'm pumped to see them on Mayhem Fest. But listen to that. How much thought went into that That's like a Lars drum beat, too. Lars needs to stop infecting metal. Yeah, said it, Tim. There's Jungle Rot. It's going to be a good new record.
Cool.
Still locked into that Victory Records contract.
Dragon Force.
Hey, yo, you guys owe us three more records.
Yeah, Dragon Force.
You better write some idiotic riffs.
Reveals new DVD in the Line of Fire. It's going to be out on July 10th. It's got footage of the band in their headline show at 2014's Loud Park Festival in Saitama Super Arena in Japan. But there is not.
Let's play a piece of this. Hammers! I'm going to skip to the good part, the solo at the end.
All right. Are they coming through town? Oh.
Oh, wait, here we go.
They're playing at the Showbox.
When are they playing?
December 3rd.
Jesus! I guess it's that time of the year, though.
With Camelot.
You know we're totally going to that, right?
Yeah.
I want to get Herman to sign my whammy pedal.
Get Herman to sign my whammy pedal.
I'll get Herman to sign my herpes.
Whoa! Oh, no. Hey, check out what I got. It's big enough to sign.
Oh, no.
But you never seen that before, and he's like, oh yeah, check this out! I would have loved to have seen Dragon Force in, like, 2001.
Yes. I remember, I think, KGRG played them. Remember they played them on the morning f***ing show?
It was the Fury of the Storm.
They played them on the morning show on KGRG, and then it got requested all the time.
Here's the hypocrisy of the dumb f*** that ran our radio station when we were in college. He would go, hey, here's this hugely popular song that we know everyone wants to hear, but nobody else gets to play it except for us. So all of the rest of you f***ing DJs have to deal with getting that request all f***ing day.
Yep.
And telling them no. And we get to be the only ones that are cool enough to play it. Because we're on in the morning. F*** you.
It's pretty bad.
I just had to say that. I had to get that off my chest.
Fair enough.
But I'll go see Dragon Force, dude. I don't care.
Man, first time I saw Dragon Force is the weirdest lineup I've ever seen in my life. It was Dragon Force, Cynic, and, God, what was the name? One of those big singy bands, the guy that sounds like Justin Timberlake.
Really?
It was a weird, weird bill, and as soon as...
LL Cool J?
As soon as Cynic finished, half the audience left, and the other half just kind of filled in.
Well, we got what we came for. See you later. Niall's got a new record coming out. Speaking of records that are actually fucking good.
Yeah.
Coming out August 28th, also on Nuclear Blast Records. It's called What Should Not Be Unearthed. And based on George Kalias's recent endeavors, I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
Nice. Soilwork's coming out with a new album called The Ride Majestic. It's their 10th studio album, coming out August 28th, 2015, on Nuclear Blast. Should be pretty sweet.
Did you guys see that Arch Enemy's headlining Summer Slaughter, but Summer Slaughter's not coming to Seattle this year?
That is so weak.
I saw the lineup and I was like, all right, this sounds pretty rad.
Yeah.
And the people at Studio 7 have been hosting Summer Slaughter for at least the last 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 f***ing years. But apparently not this year. Either that or it's just straight up skipping the Northwest. It goes from Tennessee to Texas to Arizona to California, and then it stops. And it stops the same day as Pain in the Grass. So unless we get some updated dates after the fact, and this has been out for a couple weeks, so I don't think we're going to get anything. Unless something happens, it's just not coming here.
Yeah. That's a monster lineup, too. Like, there are some good effing bands.
Arch Enemy, Obscura, Cattle Decap, Born of Osiris, Veil of Maya, The Acacia Strain, and After the Burial.
And freaking Beyond Creation, man. That band is so good.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bands not coming here. So, but what that means, though, is that Arch Enemy will, and maybe any of those other bands, they don't necessarily owe us a show, but in their minds, they're like, well, we didn't go to the Northwest this summer, so maybe they'll come during the fall.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe on their own time, on their own tours, which I wouldn't be that mad about either.
Well, Slayer is going to be releasing their new album, Repentless. It's their 11th studio record, and it's going to be released on September 11th, which is the...
That day
that God Hates Us All was released. And
that day that other thing happened?
Yeah. that other thing. But it's been reported last week, actually, that Kerry King said that he was offended by the offer that Rick Rubin put on the table to record the new Slayer record, and that's why they didn't go with Rick Rubin. He was offended by...
All right, so here's the quote from Kerry King that he did just in a recent interview. He said, "Solidarity is far stronger than jumping ship and going somewhere else. I thought we'd still be on American. But when we got the offer from American, I was insulted. To me, that to me just said, good luck, you're not going to have good luck here anymore. So we found our new friends at Nuclear Blast." Tom Araya goes on to say, "It was more like he broke the news to us. When we started this record, it was on the pretext that we'd be working with Rick, but things didn't pan out. We've sort of moved on."
That's breaking off a 15, 20-year partnership there, isn't it?
So maybe Rick Rubin was like, yeah, you guys aren't really Slayer anymore, so pay me. And it didn't work out. While we're talking about Slayer, just today they announced that they're going to be releasing a completely steel metal version of their new record, Repentless.
Really?
So you can buy, and if you go to the Metal Shop Facebook, I posted this earlier, you can see it. They posted, they've got a pre-order for 3,000 pieces worldwide. And this thing's going to weigh 7 pounds of pure die-cast metal. It's going to be 15 inches wide by 17 inches tall, 3 inches deep. You're basically buying a huge die-cast metal Slayer plaque. And getting the new record, it like comes inside of it.
That's cool, man.
So it's $180, and you better get it now because it's going to be gone soon if you want it. So you can buy a big-ass metal Slayer plaque. Okay, here's something I want to talk about. And just be honest, because we're sitting here right now, I feel like this new Slayer record's not going to be a good record.
No way.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Remember that first song that we heard?
Well, here's...
And I
want to hear your reasons.
I don't want to think that. I'm just afraid that that's what's going to happen. I don't want Slayer to put out Reload.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a stinker, and here's why.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's going to be any good.
I think Jeff wrote the bulk of the riffs. I really do. I think that I know Kerry King claims that he's the guy. But I don't know, man. I really think that Jeff was the main creative force behind a lot of those really killer Slayer riffs. And I think that if they had let Gary Holt do more of the writing, I think it could have been a much stronger record. Because look at what Exodus has been doing for the last couple of years. Exodus has been consistently popping out great riffs and great records.
Well, it's been getting darker. The Exodus stuff has been getting darker and heavier. The songs have been getting longer. They've been becoming more Slayer-esque.
Yeah, they've been, and it's awesome. And I think that, but I don't think that, I have a feeling that Gary didn't have much to do with the songwriting process.
Exactly.
And I have a feeling that what happened was he kind of walked into the studio and Kerry King was like, okay, here's the new record. You need to learn how to play this.
We've talked about this a couple of times, and I'm just trying to combine the last few conversations we've had into this one. Especially the one thing that struck me the most is when Kerry King came out about a month ago and said, we're not using any of the Jeff Hanneman riffs for this record that he wrote for it.
Right.
And that's when I was just like, man,
effing up.
I don't know what to say.
Can I give my opinion on it?
Please do.
Yeah, go for it.
I think I think that I give a little bit of credit to Kerry King. He has some good songs. He doesn't have the best songs like Jeff Hanneman. I'm curious as what it sounds like. I don't think it'll necessarily be the best Slayer record, but I don't think it'll be, I mean, Diabolus and Musica, I think it'll probably be better than that.
Right. Well, I think that bringing Paul Bostaph back into the fold might actually help it out a little
bit. See, this is where you and I agree, and I think this is where we have disagreed, rather.
Because I think I liked the records that Bostaph did more than I liked the records that Lombardo did. Huh. And I know that's like a super sacrilegious thing in metal world, but I think I really like Bostaph's drumming a lot more.
Yeah?
I think his fills are a lot more creative. I think he goes in better directions with the music. I think he has a better sense of what to put where. And I think he works better in Slayer than Lombardo.
See, I always thought Lombardo was the timepiece, man. I always thought he was the metronome. And yeah. I feel it's the other way around. I thought Paul Bostaph was like the more punk guy.
Yeah.
Like the less accurate guy.
No, that's Lombardo. Lombardo is the more punk guy.
Well, I'm saying in terms of like style and not being like a timepiece in the band. As the drummer, your job is to keep time.
Right.
That's your job. I don't know. Dave Lombardo is one of my favorite drummers of all time, so I guess I'm just a little bit biased.
No, and I understand that, and I think Lombardo is an absolutely incredible drummer. I'm not taking that away from him. I like a lot of the other stuff that he's done as well. Like the work that he did with Phantomas was fantastic, and just like all the weird stuff that he's done, it's great. And but I think, and I'm not trying to take away from him in Slayer, and
right,
I'm not saying that he's not a good drummer.
I'm not trying to take away from Paul Bostaph either. But.
Yeah. I'm just saying I thought God Hates Us All was one of the strongest Slayer records.
It
and I thought the drumming in that was so on top.
The riffing on this, When the Stillness Comes, which is the song we're playing right now, reminds me a lot of the God Hates Us All record. But remember, it just never picks up.
Yeah.
It just never does.
Yeah.
It's this riff the whole time.
You just keep waiting for it to just drop into something really effing heavy and thrash and just like go there, you know? It sounds like a Children Rock riff.
Yeah, it sounds like a song we just heard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the argument, man. Like, back to another conversation we had a few podcasts ago. If this is the song they're releasing for the first song on the record, I mean, usually you come out with the heat, man. Like, you bring the best, most rippin', interesting, hooking song. Like, these guys aren't new to the music business. They know what the fuck to do.
And they know what their fans want.
Right. Well.
Well, I mean, you would assume, you would hope.
Just confusing me. You saw what happened to Metallica.
Yeah, true.
Well, we'll see. 9/11. I mean,
it's still Slayer, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's the argument that I make to everyone at the end of the day, man. It's fucking Slayer.
Right.
And that's where you think it's going to pick up?
I'm just waiting for it. Getting ready to headbang.
There's 20 seconds left of the song.
Yeah, feels you drop in. They walked up to the edge of the half pipe and just kind of stood and looked down and didn't do anything.
Wow. That's a gnarly analogy.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. But that's something I did want to talk about. It's Slayer, Megadeth, Black Sabbath replacing all their members.
Man, I'm just going to be on the lookout of the next Metal Show I'm at for some big, gnarly, meathead metal guy to walk up and just be like, "You think Lombardo sucks? Screw you!
I heard you say, Beardo.
Suck it.
Suck it, Trebek."
So, speaking of sucking it, no, I'm just kidding. Children of
what of it?
Children of Bodom has parted ways with their guitarist Roop Latvala. After 12 years of being in the band, Roop is no longer with them. Says there's no bad blood, and it will not affect their upcoming show or new album. It's apparently going to be heavy as shit. And the first comment on Metal Sucks, someone said they should get Jester Stormbland. From X Wings. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd do that, though, because he's trying so hard to be sober.
And Alexi is...
Yeah. Very
not
that.
Sober.
Plus, I think he's doing a cool thing with the Resistance right now.
Well, okay. You can make a lot of money that
way. Which goes on to say... Exactly. So if these big bands do break up, that's the argument. So someone on Metal Sucks posted last week, like, metal branding has become too important. And that's why I even brought that question up last time. It's like, these bands try so hard to hold on to their names, but I feel like the point that he missed on, because he was trying to advocate for bands like breaking up once you've lost your original members or whatever.
Right.
The thing is, though, is that once you break that band up and the name goes away, instantly, whatever second band you go to is like 75% down on the scale. You're not making any money.
Wow.
No one cares who you are.
Yep.
Like, remember when Newstead was making that huge push on his records?
Yeah.
And, like, as much as I loved him and him doing that and seeing that, it didn't really do shit because it was just Newstead band.
Yeah.
And not part of him joining something bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if one of the dudes was to break away and start a side band, he'd be like, oh, I'm the dude from Children of Bodom. You'd always have that shit tagged to you.
Yeah.
No matter where you go. So I want to find out here, and you said about 13 years he's been in the band now?
Yeah, 12 years.
Rob, he's been in the band since 2002, which was right...
Okay,
so he was in the band for Hate Crew Death Roll, which was the last good record they put out, mm-hmm. honestly.
Yeah.
Just to be honest. Blood Drunk was okay, but that's when they started doing weird, like, fucking Britney Spears covers and shit like that.
That's when Alexi decided that cocaine was awesome.
He was like, hey, let's make some money. So, we'll find out.
I just remember
the band.
You remember that cover of Guitar World magazine with Alexi, Zakk Wylde, and Steve Vai, and Alexi's got the broken arm in a cast?
Mm-hmm.
Man. It's like, man, what the flip, dude? Like,
see what you did to yourself?
Get it together.
You have the potential to be a fucking guitar god.
And I remember reading in that article, too, he was talking about that song, Are You Dead Yet? And how about that was like him looking in the mirror and saying, all right, well, I need to stop drinking and partying because I keep screwing up and now I have a broken arm and I'm going to be sober now for a while. And it's very much not the case. So, no, I like the dude. I think he's a great player. I just wish he'd...
I'll never forget, like, 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, when we interviewed... I think it was 2 years ago, when we interviewed Children of Bodom at Mayhem Fest.
Yeah.
And it was, like, noon, and it was the first interview we had was Children of Bodom. And Kevin was like... I don't really think Kevin thought about this ahead of time. It was like, hey, man, what's in your cup? And he, like, got super sheepish and was like... Just looked and sounded hella guilty and was like, oh, man, I'm having a beer. And we were just like, whatever. Sounded hella guilty because it's been a thing where he like went out publicly and was like, all right, I'm not going to drink anymore. All this blah, blah, blah. Because he's the dude he'd be falling down at parties, breaking his fucking arm, doing shit like that. And that was just, I wanted to be like, dude, don't ask him that.
What's in your cup, Alky?
It was like, 15 shots of rum.
Can't you lay off
straight.
It?
Straight.
Just for a minute.
What's your problem, man? Why can't you leave the booze alone?
You should have just held him a sharpie.
You're just like
been
your
like,
dad.
Dude, you want to X up? Oh, man.
I'm just playing.
Dude.
And you were the one who sent him spiraling down some f***ed up trail.
If this new Children of Bodom record isn't any good, blame Kevin!
Kevin took Alexi back to his childhood problems.
He kicked him off the wagon.
You just like your daddy.
What's in the cup? F***ing beer, man! That's what I would have said. You want some? Anyway, so we just talked about Papa Emeritus and all those dudes who are trying to be the misfits, honestly, is the real f***ing truth. Oh, we're going to put on skull paint. Pretend we're not trying to be f***ing Glenn Danzig. The truth is that Glenn Danzig, for the first time in 25 years this week, or 35 years, donned the Misfits makeup.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So he's got an upcoming Danzig cover record, which is kind of cool. So it's going to be him doing Danzig songs, like you're
Danzig.
Covering yourself, dude. Like,
what?
No, yeah. No. He's gonna be doing all kinds of covers.
Oh,
he's
so
be
it's
doing
not
like
just
Elvis,
okay,
and
okay,
stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay, in which case that's cool. But it's him with his shirt off, which is kind of gross. Can you just cut the tits off the bottom of that photo so I don't have to see his nipples?
Nice tits.
You don't like the Dan nips?
Nah, man. It's just weird. It's not 1993 anymore. Just end that. But he's got the skull painting photo, and he looks super creepy, dude. Like, 10 times creepier than he does as just Scully Danzig.
Yeah.
So
you
he
know,
said...
His forehead's getting way bigger.
The Danzig cover record's going to be called Skeletons, and he said it's the first time in Skullface since Misfits 79, 1980. What a trip. See you on tour.
I feel like it's kind of sad that that's the most exciting thing Danzig's done in like the last 5 years.
Probably
like that's gotten a lot of attention, you know?
Yeah, well, he broke the internet, man. Still not Kim Kardashian's ass.
What?
Is that too much? Well, come on, talk about breaking the internet. That's what their whole goal was.
Oh,
I'm Danzig. I'm going to break the internet with my f***ing skull face.
Sorry, I was looking a little ahead to this next news story with Dying Fetus being the talk of the Netherlands.
Oh, God. I saw
what?
That.
So, Dutch gynecologist Bertho Niebuhr.
Wait, what's his name? Say that again.
Bertho Niebuhr.
He's a gynecologist.
The band's name is on the poster for the upcoming Fortarock Festival, and Niebuhr believes pregnant women should not have the idea of a dying fetus put in their head. The posters, okay, so this is a quote from Dar Gerglander. The posters hang among others around the hospital. If someone like a child is lost, it can be very intense to see a large band name. A child's loss is very significant.
You know, I get where he's coming from.
It's dying fucking fetus.
Yeah. Can we have a new segment where Kevin just reads Scandinavian names?
Niebuhr. Perk.
Only if he's eating lutefisk while he's doing it.
Sounds like I'm in the Black Lodge.
I don't want to be in the same room as lutefisk. Speaking of the Black Lodge, did you see that that Tweed's Cafe in North Bend is going to get that complete remakeover back to that 90s feel, like the wood paneling? And you've been there in the last year.
I still haven't been to Tweed's.
You got to go to Tweed's.
I know, man. I'm screwed up. I feel like we need to take a metal shop field trip.
I'm down.
So down. That's right by the gun pit where I go shooting at.
That's right where a dude from Sanctuary works there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should do a giveaway.
But Kevin, you've been in there. It's like light blue in there. Like, what the f***? It's just completely different.
Yeah, and it's like half Tweety Bird themed. It's kind of awkward.
It's weird. So they're going to restore it completely to its old glory so they can refilm, or not refilm, but film new episodes of Twin Peaks in there. You guys have seen Dillinger Escape Plan, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
That band's pretty bonkers. They go off all the time and kind of just reckless abandon, obviously. Ben Wyman is a dude that's probably got injured a lot of fucking times.
Yeah.
And so what happened is over these last couple weeks, he broke his finger in two places right at the fingertip and kept playing a show anyway. And here is the quote from his post online. This, ladies and gents, is my fingertip broken into three pieces. Doctor, quote, what did you do after it happened? Why didn't you go to the hospital? Me, I played a show. I'm a guitar player. Doctor, quote, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? So Ben Wyman broke his... Oh, dude, and it... Are you seeing this picture?
Yeah, let me see that.
It's just annihilated. Like, the tip... His first fingertip is just in... Crushed. Right there. Oh! That can't be comfortable. How are you going to pick your nose? How are you going to scratch your butt? How are you going to do, how are you going to do anything? How are you going to roll a cigarette?
How are you? I don't roll cigarettes.
I played a show. I'm a guitar player. And it's his right pinky finger.
I'd like to think he said that really matter-of-factly, just like, what the hell was I supposed to do?
This is my job. It's my job!
So are we going to listen to this drowning pool version of Bodies with Macho Man Randy Savage on vocals?
Have you heard it yet?
I haven't.
Oh my god. Let me skip ahead a little bit. Oh, here, let me turn it off. This is the legendary DJ Cool with my man, Macho Man. It's a remix. I can feel it, how it hit the floor. He's coming up the top right now. Ooh, yeah. Coming right back at you, it's Macho Man. DJ's in the club, slam the jam. I come with the heat that's super hot. When they drop the speed, it's blowing up the spot. I told you before that I'm off. And I'm gonna tell you again about the true fleet. I'm constantly dropping a bomb. Like on your CD ROM, it's MachoMan.com. Here we go. Macho Man and a microphone swinger. One time, ladies, here we go. Get your hands in the air if you're ready for the show. Ha! From the floor to the ceiling, DJ Goose rock the whole damn building. Yeah. Everybody on the right. Yeah. I gotta skip that part. Degree, it's a compliment. Take it from me. This game's like, ooh, you gotta earn a degree. It's a compliment when y'all imitate me. But it's worse to try to intimidate me. SOHK's the curriculum that the school of hard knocks don't pick no bumps. So you gotta be hard and expect to pass. Or hit the four real fast and fail my class. Take a dead body home. Yep, that's about it. As much as I'm gonna play that. So, let the... Man, he's dead.
We can't play that.
Gnarly.
So there's that.
I liked it.
That was almost as good as the Seinfeld.
You sound like
you're
a fucking 90-year-old smoker right
Shut
now.
Shut up.
Stop smoking, Kevin.
No.
So Devin Townsend writes like 5,000 songs a day. How does that guy pull that shit off?
Accurate.
Very carefully.
So he's going to be putting out a autobiographical book. And what he's going to do, and since he's moved on to the editing stage, which for him is probably pretty intense, his tweet this last week said, "So the autobiography I've been working on comes with an acoustic EP I'm going to record. 6 or 7 songs. Any requests?" So when you get the book, you'll get an acoustic EP.
Nice.
You can put it on and listen along while you read.
That's kind of cool.
Sing-along songs.
That is cool.
I can't wait to read about the Steve Vai years. That must have been wild.
That dude's going to put out a good book.
Yeah, tell you that much.
If you want to check out a pretty funny video, you can check out Guar interviewing for a job at Vice's Noisy, which is like the Vice music blog and website.
Hi,
it's pretty awesome. Guar invading Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
So it's the Noisy staffers, and it's the sex executioner, Jizmac, and a slave. They roll into the building.
Yep.
They got a lot of pictures, and let's see what they have to say.
More about the job. I mean, what kind of, like, do we do whores one day and midgets another day, or?
It's kind of like that, except it's just mainly about music, and there's no whores or midgets involved.
Noisy meets Guar. Guar stopped into Vice to interview for an editor position at Noisy.
We in the right place?
They all just fell out of the van. Walking up the stairs.
Slaves chained to desks.
The reception staff doesn't look like they know what's going on.
How you doing?
Good, how's it going?
Great, we have an interview, executioner and myself.
All
right,
yeah.
All right, we're here today, we're your new bosses. This whole side of the room is fired.
They're speaking to the cafeteria.
What are you people looking at?
Do you guys have a dental plan here? Because this really hurts. Where's the vice?
We need crack. We need coffee. We need babies.
Okay, so... Don't destroy things. Are you ready for your interview?
Yes.
Yeah, you're ready.
Oh, it's a montage.
You managed to make it.
Well, we didn't have much on our plate today.
Hi, I'm Eric.
I am the sex executioner.
Oh, nice to meet you.
And this would be Jizmac, a.k.a. the Gusher.
Jizmac is...
Jizmac! Oh, watch out! There's a bear!
That's for effect.
Lunch.
So this is a position for one person. So how could two people do it?
Well, we would take turns.
Very inefficiently.
And you could pay us not in your worthless fake currency, but direct deposit crack rock, preferably.
Crack rock. Or we like to get paid in fish sometimes. That works.
I'll need to check with accounting to see if we can still do that over the wire system. Tell me, what are some of your strengths?
Oh, we're strong as yeah. I mean, I'll wrestle that bear.
What are some of your weaknesses?
Probably interviews.
How do you define success?
I think our failure is probably our greatest success.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, what is the kind of music that you listen to and, you know, how are you staying up on the scenes?
I mean, from the Dinosaurs to, Nirvana, Burl Ives, Lady Gaga, like, we've given all of those beautiful artists to the world by creating music.
So you have created all music.
Yeah. I mean, Barry Manilow, he co-wrote some stuff.
Right.
Look, I know we're going to get the job because it's not. You're going to die.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Well, the pleasure's all yours.
Yeah,
for sure. Course,
yeah,
for sure.
Thank you so much. Yeah, great
absolutely.
To meet you.
See you on Monday.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, sorry.
I wish I'd seen that before I did my interview,
he goes,
man.
Oh, right? We know we're not going to get the job, so you're going to die. I wish I had said that
awesome.
At more of my job interviews. I intentionally
want
to go.
Crack rock.
I think now, in my free time for fun, I'm just going to go do job interviews at jobs that I know I don't want.
Dude, send me in.
Oh, dude, we could just go
middle,
off.
Metalhead like does a job interview.
We need to get like one of those GoPro cameras, like one of those button cameras you can put on your shirt where they don't know you're filming.
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be great. Be great.
Wonderful. Selfie sticks. What?
My dad has one. Is that weird? My dad has a selfie stick. And he was like, check this out.
It's something a dad would get.
But yeah. The cool thing is he uses it when he's on his motorcycle.
Cool.
So he's got it like held out. So he's like got the bike and all the scenery looking like a badass motherfucker.
That's pretty cool, man.
Hell yeah. Literally badass motherfucker.
I would just use it when I'm getting.
Hey world, check this out.
I'm just playing. Kind of.
It's like Michael Cera in The World Ends. Or The World's End. I've wasted so much cocaine on you people.
What? Maidens Dickinson.
Don't act like you don't know.
Bruce Dickinson is in Air Djibouti?
Djibouti! It's called Djibouti.
Djibouti. It's a small nation located in the Horn of Africa.
Oh, yeah. Horny.
And, yeah.
All right. The joke is that Dickinson is in Djibouti. That's the fucking joke, okay? So he's in Africa, and he's down there doing charitable work, and Dickinson's in Djibouti. There's the fucking joke. If you don't laugh, suck a Djibouti.
Oh, man, that wasn't funny when you had to explain it.
Well, you gotta fucking lay it out for people, man. It's not always easy.
Cool.
All right, Lazarus AD drummer Ryan Shuttler found dead this week at age 28.
Dude, bummer.
Obviously a complete 180 in vibes, but the details surrounding his death have not been disclosed. It's being said he had a heart attack, but when you're 28, you don't just have a heart attack. I don't care what anybody says. It's obviously tragic, so rest in peace to Ryan Shuttler from Lazarus AD, and our thoughts go out to that guy, because that band was, and is, like,
awesome.
A touring force, too. They did a lot of stuff.
That's terrible.
Road Dogs
rest
for
in
sure.
peace. And now it's time for something that's a little bit more emotional, a little bit more thoughtful. Right now in Metal Shop, Metal Shop's Brutal Poetry, Too Hot for Radio. Ian's going to be dissecting the lyrics by a band called Ingested from a song titled This Disgusting Revelation off the album The Surreption, released in 2011. Ian, take it away.
I want you to die. I want to be there for your final breath. As your heart stops pumping blood, as your body cries out for death. You are my betrayer. The truth is out, you can't f***ing admit. Cause if your skin was made of glass, you'd see you are full of shit. You're bleeding your lies, you'll never tell one more. You'll beg to f*** me, that won't save you, you disgusting whore. You think you're in control. You're not controlling me. Just shut your f***ing mouth. You won't exist. I will be free. You f***ing piece of shit. I will be free. I am the one with his hand on the trigger. Just make one fucking move. I'll decorate this place with your face. The monster that I've become, all because of you. This creature on the outside has come from the inside. It won't rest because it's obsessed with watching your soul die. I'll watch you die. The only way you'll leave, you slag, is in a zipped up body bag.
Ian, that was really creepy. And really f***ed up.
Sorry, I hope that's not too realistic.
It was pretty real. And when you snap, I think those are the things that you're going to say.
See, that's f***ed up. Because if that ever does happen, CNN's going to go, hey, remember that time Ian did brutal poetry and said that? We got the proof right here. But they'll edit this part out.
Jesus.
Is that weird? This is weird.
Yeah. This is so dark.
We're going to have to do something really not conventional next week.
It's all good.
Ugh.
Which anyway, episode was this?
Number 55, I do believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And earlier today, I posted up the After the Fallout interview on our interview or on the Backstage Pass podcast page as its own individual entity. So
cool.
If you want to listen to the After the Fallout with their new songs and stuff, it's already up. We're not going to put it at the end of this podcast.
We're not going to put it.
We ain't going to do it because this is already an hour long. Jesus Christ, yeah. You've been here for an hour. If you made it this far, then you really deserved the disgusting revelation.
Wait. No, I got here at 7. It's Then I had to wait 40 minutes.
Hey, f*** you, man.
I'm just playing. What's up? Vape pen. Jesus Christ.
Things happen when we don't do our podcast on Saturdays. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week for episode number 56. Last words, gentlemen.
Party on. Thumbs up.
I get to sleep in a bed soon.
Hooray!
Yay!
All right, see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.